100 Days to Freedom program, or way of life, offers a structured and holistic approach, tried and tested, that includes spiritual, nutritional, and physical elements, as well as self-denial opportunities to build character and virtue, strengthen the body, heal the soul, nourish the mind, and most of all allows for a reconnection to the spiritual world and especially with God. The program is offered free in digital format, accessible at www.deaconpat.net. Think of the fisherman's net, deaconpat.net. And each day, a short reflection is shared with a specific theme to be the focus of the day. Today is day 78, and the topic of the day is simplicity versus laziness. Simplicity is a word with an almost magical ring to it. If we could just simplify our lives, we think it would solve many of our problems. But we often go about the simplification process in the wrong way. While simplifying is largely associated with doing less, this is an impoverished definition of the idea. Monks embody simplicity. And while they do far fewer worldly things, they do far more study, worship, prayer, and so on. In fact, there is no such thing as doing less overall. Doing less of one thing always means doing more of another. If you reduce the time you spend on social, community, and work engagements, you may expand the time you spend watching Netflix. What we often really do in the name of simplification, then, is to decrease activities that require effort while increasing those that don't. Yet this can just be a more flattering way of describing laziness and actually conflict with our stated aim of simplicity. If, for example, you hope to have a memorial enchanted holiday season, and yet jettison all the traditions and activities that would create such, then your aspirations and your actions are working at a cross purpose. Your life is divided and conflicted, not simple. Real simplicity means having a purpose and then prioritizing your life around it. That may indeed require doing less of that which distracts from your purpose, but it can also necessitate doing more of that which contributes to it. The goal is to have every element in your life work in harmony towards your aims. By all means, ruthlessly cut out those commitments that don't contribute to your desires, but ensure that which fills the gap does. The simple life is not a matter of sheer amounts, nor of the magnitude of effort, but of wholeness and integrity. I have an exercise for you. How can you simplify your life without becoming lazy? In the workbook on page 166, there's 5 lines there for you to reflect on this question and list 5 different options in your life. Take a few minutes and think of 5 different ways of how you can answer this question. How can you simplify your life without becoming lazy? After you've done so, then let's reflect on this meditation. This meditation is from St. Teresa of Avila. Those who are able thus to enclose themselves within the little heaven of their soul, where dwells the Creator of both heaven and earth, and who can accustom themselves not to look at anything nor to remain in any place which would preoccupy their exterior senses, may feel sure that they are traveling by an excellent way, and that they will certainly attain to drink of the water from the fountain, for they will journey far in a short time. God bless you, and may God keep you. I'd like to thank you for listening and also for participating in the 100 Days to Freedom program. Remember, the program workbook with instructions, guidance, reflections, and checklists, which are essential to the program, is available at no cost to you via a link on the blog deaconpat.net. Think of the fisherman's net, deaconpat.net. May God continue to reveal himself a little more and more each day, And may you begin to see and feel His presence ever greater in your life. That is my prayer for you. May God bless you and keep you in His loving embrace.